crust is done. I'll be with you in just a minute. I just gotta separate these eggs for your nice meringue. Oh, Lord, not you too. Well, just my hands are full right now. Put a lid on it. Shoot, there goes my meringue. Well, the hell with it. I'll just use Cool Whip.
Mama, the tea kettle's whistling.
Oh, really? I thought maybe the Goodyear blimp just had a slow leak. Don't get up, Fenton. I'll get it. No need for you to get off your lazy butt.
Okay, Mama.
Knock, knock. And surprise, surprise. I made you something special for your kitchen.
Well, I hope it's an extra set of hands.
Nope, it's a happy rainbow napkin holder.
Just what I always wanted.
Oh, you're welcome, Thelma. See, all you got to do is you take each paper napkin and you fold it diagonally. And then you just slip it right in between the two rainbows. Why not surprise the family with it tonight?
Because if I spend all of my time folding napkins, they're not going to have any food to wipe off their faces.
Well, I'd love to help you, but I'm taking Mother out to dinner tonight.
What? She's actually leaving the house?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you taking her?
St. Ray's cafeteria.
St. Ray's? The hospital cafeteria?
Yeah. Well, I thought it'd be perfect. That way, if the excitement gets too much for her, they can just roll her right into intensive care.
Yeah, well, I guess deciding between the custard cup and the tapioca is enough to drive anybody's blood pressure through the roof.
Well, ta-ta.
Naomi.
Iola.
Naomi, am I ever glad to see you. This dinner's about to do me in.
Smells like it. What's burning?
Oh, my Lord, my pie crust! Oh, shoot! Well, what's the good of serving pork chops if you can't have chocolate pie?
Well, never mind, Miss Harper. Just be happy you don't have to work for a living. Today was double coupon day at Food Circus. I had to work through all five of my breaks. So when's dinner? I'm starved.
Naomi, in case you haven't noticed, I'm having a little bit of trouble getting our dinner on the table.
All right, I can take a hint. I'll get out of your way.
Hi, Bubba. What are you doing?
I'm making a geological exhibit of Raytown strata for my science class. Here's how it's made. There's a layer of granite, a layer of limestone, and a layer of clay.
Well, it looks like dirt to me, and I want it off my damn table now.
Hey, Grandma.
Really, Miss Harper, I think you should be more encouraging of Bubba and his science project.
Yeah, he's just trying to further his education.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
And just what are you two doing, cramming for biology?
For your information, I'm giving my husband his evening kiss. Part of my wifely duty.
Have you ever noticed how none of your wifely duties can be performed standing up?
Crack supposed to mean?
It means I break my back around here cooking and cleaning, and nobody ever gives me a look of hell.
Grandma, you say that all the time.
Well, I'm gonna keep saying it until somebody listens.
Miss Harper, if you want some help, all you have to do is ask.
All right, Naomi. Help me!
What do you think she meant by that?
Never mind, baby. I think I better go help her. Miss Harper?
Ooh.
Skeeter!
Lord, Naomi.
Oh, my gosh! She's out like a light!
Well, I didn't know she was back there! I never dreamed she'd actually come to hell!
She's waking up!
Naomi, sweetie, speak to us!
Where am I?
It's okay, baby. You're right here with me.
Who are you? Who am I?
Oh, my Lord. She's got amnesia.
Worse than that, her memory's gone.
Bubba, give me a hand. This one's lost her mind, and that one never had one to begin with.
and the door hit her right in the head.
Knocked her clean to the floor in a daze.
And when she came to, she didn't know who she was or who we were or anything.
Oh, my word, where is she now?
Well, Uncle Vin took her down to the emergency hospital. I'm sure she'll be all right. They'll fix her up.
Now, we're home, see? All this is the family and neighbor. Oh, well, move back a little. Give her some room. Now, come on over here. Sit down. Do you remember this place? This is home.
Home. Home? You mean her memory hadn't come back at all?
No, but the doctor said it was just a mild concussion.
Well, when will she start to remember?
Well, he doesn't know. It could be tomorrow, could take weeks, even a year.
Oh, that doctor's nuts. This same exact thing happened to Blaze on The Young and the Restless. She was fine by Friday. Of course, when she come back from the hospital, she was a different actress.
Naomi?
Well, Fenton, for pity's sake, she's exactly the same. Naomi, sweetie, I'll bet you're hungry. Looky here. I saved you some supper.
Oh, how thoughtful. I hope you didn't go to any trouble.
Well, she's not exactly the same.
Now, don't you worry. Mama was glad to do it.
Are you my mama?
No, sweetie. I'm your mother-in-law.
Mrs. Harper.
Yeah, and that's your husband, Fenton.
You're my husband?
No. That's your nephew, Bubba. I'm your husband, Vint.
Are you sure?
Well, of course I'm sure, Skeeter.
Skeeter? Who's Skeeter?
Well, you are. That's what I call you.
Why?
Are you certain she's all right? Did they do any tests at the hospital?
Yeah, they took x-rays of her brain. They didn't find anything.
I'm your friend and neighbor, Iola Boylan.
Hello. My, what a pretty dress.
Thank you.
Got such an attractive neckline. And Miss Harper, this is by far the best tasting food I have ever eaten.
Of course, I don't remember ever having eaten before.
Well, never you mind, sweetie. You just enjoy yourself. Can I get you anything else?
Well, as a matter of fact, this food would be even more delicious with a little pinch of salt.
Oh, I must have taken that in the kitchen. I'll go get it for you.
No, now, you've done far too much already. I can get it myself. Honey, this is my own home. I have no idea where the kitchen is.
Well, you never were too familiar with it. It's this way, sweetie.
Oh, thank you.
Here you go. Look out for that door.
Oh, my poor Naomi.
Oh, she seems so different.
It's like her whole personality's been knocked right out of her.
That's the spirit. Look on the bright side.
Miss Harper, your kitchen is just lovely. I can tell I'm going to be very happy here.
Oh, welcome home, whoever you are. Oh, so you decided to sleep on the couch, huh?
Who decided? Naomi wouldn't sleep with me. She said she couldn't sleep with a man she hardly knew.
This never stopped her before.
Mama, what can I do? She thinks I'm a stranger, and it looks like that's the way she wants to keep it.
Oh, come on, baby. Come on, come with me. Let's go in the kitchen. I'll make you some waffles. You'll feel better.
I'll never feel better. Things are never going to be the same again.
Oh, Vinton, just be patient. It won't be long till Naomi's back to normal again.
Good morning, Mrs. Harper. Mr. Harper. Oh, man.
Did you sleep well, Naomi?
Well, as a matter of fact, I had a really fitful night. I hardly slept at all.
Did you want your ever-loving man?
No, I wanted some clean sheets. That place is a pigsty. Have I been too sick to clean?
No, not sick, really. Although you did spend most of your time in bed.
You always liked that room, Skeeter.
Well, perhaps I'll like it again as soon as I get rid of all that worthless junk. I'm going to throw out those car and gun magazines and those toy airplanes.
Hey, that's my stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, how about we move it upstairs and put it next to the couch where you sleep?
Forget it. I want my stuff down in the basement. It's my room, too, you know. And now I would like to go down there and change my clothes, if that's all right with you.
Well, certainly, Mr. Harper. Just don't throw them all over the floor.
Mama, talk to her. Fix her.
All right, you can just go get changed for work. I'll deal with this.
Mr. Harper seems a little upset.
Naomi, you know that Mr. Harper, Benton, is your husband, don't you?
Well, I've heard that, yes.
Well, then you're aware that there are certain wifely duties that he expects you to perform.
Like what? I'm going to clean up the basement. What more could he want?
Boy, that door must have really whacked you good.
You see, I want to be a good wife, but I just don't know what that means.
Well, sweetie, being a good wife means different things to different people.
But what does it mean to us?
To us?
Well, you and me. We have so much in common. We did get along well, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like peaches and cream.
I thought so. So tell me everything. What was I like?
Well, you wouldn't do a lick. Well, actually, you are a house cleaning whiz. You would come home from work every night and help me with dinner, no matter how much I begged you not to. And then you would clear the dishes and clean them all up and leave my kitchen neat as a pin. Is any of this starting to come back to you, sweetie?
Not really. Tell me, what did I like better, cooking, cleaning, or ironing?
Oh, that's hard to say. You love them all so. Of course, the one chore that you could never get enough of was cleaning toilets.
Naomi, whatever you got cooking in the oven for dinner smells delicious.
Oh, I thank you, Miss Harper. It's just a simple duck à l'orange with haricot vert, avec des amandes et pomana.
Grandma, where are my iron shirts?
Naomi?
Oh, Bubba, I hung them on the right side of your closet. And while I had the iron out, I touched up your underwear and your gym socks, too.
Thanks.
And I straightened out your dresser drawer, so please leave them that way.
Yeah, sure.
Naomi, my purple dress could use a little skim of the iron when you get a minute.
Okay, Mother Harper, I'll put that on my list.
Thanks, hon.
Oh, Mother Harper, look, you put that cup down without a saucer underneath it and left a little stain. Please don't do that again now. Shame on you.
I'm so sorry. I guess I just didn't think.
Hi, I.
Hello, Naomi.
I was so hoping that you would come over today that I whipped up a pecan pie.
It is delicious, too.
Oh, I see.
Well, what you got there, I?
Well, I baked you some banana nut buns, but I guess if you already have a delicious pecan pie.
Yeah, why don't you just run them suckers on home, stick them in your freezer.
You know, if you put them in a Ziploc bag, they'll freeze like a dream.
Yes, I know.
Well, sit down, I. Naomi, run get her a piece of your delicious pie.
With pleasure, Mother Harper. And I'm going to bring out some fresh coffee, too, because this is 10 minutes old.
Thelma, how long is this going to go on? It's been 3 days. I don't see any signs of the old Naomi at all.
Yeah, I know. I guess it's something we're just going to have to learn to live with. Let's hold up that coffee, Naomi.
Coming right up. Nice fresh brewed coffee. And a warm slice of pie, fresh from the oven.
Thank you, Naomi.
Oh, shoot, I forgot the napkins.
Oh, I'll run get the happy rainbow napkin holder.
No need, Iola. We never use paper napkins.
You don't?
Mm-mm. Naomi insists on cloth. She cleans and presses them after every single meal. She just even made the most adorable little napkin rings for them.
She makes handicrafts, too?
Oh, it's nothing fancy. Just hand-painted porcelain rings. They were in this month's issue of Ladies' Circle.
It's even got my name on it.
I made one for your mother, too, but it's still in the kiln.
I suddenly lost my appetite. I think I better be going home.
Oh, come on. I stay and chat.
No, thank you.
I prefer to go home and freeze my buns.
Hi, Iola.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama. Hey, baby.
Afternoon, Benton.
Look, Skeeter. I mean, Naomi, I bought you a little present.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Well, it's a special occasion.
Well, I was hoping this might bring back her memory.
Oh, I'm afraid the store has made some dreadful mistake. This couldn't possibly be for me.
Oh, it's no mistake. I spent days picking it out. It's you, all right.
No, I'm sorry. It isn't.
Oh, yes, it is. Mama, tell her it's her.
Oh, I don't know, Benton. This is the new improved Naomi. Maybe you could get them to exchange that for flannel jammies with the feet in.
Forget it, Mama. She's going to love this the minute she slips it on. Now, come on, hon. Let's go downstairs, and I'll light the incense and turn on the lava lamp.
Ooh. Do I have to, Mother Harper?
I wouldn't think so, sweetie. Certainly not before dark.
Aunt Naomi, when you were cleaning my room, what did you do with my science project?
What science project?
The Strata of Raytown. It was in a glass case on top of my dresser.
Oh, I thought that was a dirty old fish tank, so I cleaned it up and put it over there.
What?
Oh, so that's where you got that aquarium.
Grandma, there are fish swimming in my strata.
Yeah, I know. Susie and Mikey. Susie's the one with the big set of gills.
Oh, Aunt Naomi, how could you do this to me? This is due tomorrow.
Well, how was I supposed to know, Bubba? I've had amnesia.
Oh, brother.
Knock, knock. Velma, here are the squares I was saving to make a quilt for your bedroom. I thought since Naomi is such a whiz, she could just whip it up herself.
Oh, I'd love to. Oh, look, Mr. Harper, aren't they pretty? Thank you so much, I.
Velma, this has gone on long enough. I can't even insult the woman.
What are you complaining about? Thanks to Aunt Naomi, I'm going to get an F in science.
Well, what about me? Susie and Mikey get more affection than I do.
Now, just a damn minute here. This poor girl is having to start her life over from scratch. She is not to blame.
That's right. I'm doing the best that I can. Thank goodness I've had Mother Harper here to tell me exactly how to behave.
What? Well, now, Naomi, let's not exaggerate.
Oh, I'm not exaggerating. She has literally spent hours filling me in on who I was. Why, I wouldn't be the person I am today without Mother Harper.
Just what have you been telling her, Mother Harper?
Naomi, you know what? I believe that orange duck of yours is probably just about ready to come out of the oven. I'll run and go check.
All right, I'll come along and help you. Excuse me.
Mama, get back in here.
Oh, Miss Harper?
Oh!
Oh, no!
Grandma, you did it again!
Mama, how could you?
Well, you're the fool that told me to come back out!
Oh, honey, what happened? My head hurts. Oh, give your Skeeter a kiss and make it better.
Skeeter? You mean it?
Well, of course I do, honey. Now, come on. My head is killing me.
Oh, poor baby.
Good Lord, Benton, she doesn't need mouth to mouth.
Miss Harper, my big, strong man can love me anytime he pleases.
So ha-ha to you, Mama.
Come on, Peter.
Here. Shoot, I knew it was too good to last.
Well, welcome back, Naomi.
Yeah. Too bad you didn't get here earlier.
What are you talking about, Bubba? I haven't been anywhere. Wow. What a fabulous baby doll. Is this for me?
Who else? Now, what do you say we go downstairs and you can try it on?
Oh, not tonight, baby. I have a headache.
Well, what do you know about that? Looks like Mother Harper knocked some sense into you after all.